You're listening to a podcast from 702.
The Worldview with Adam Gilchrist.
On the line from London, Adam Gilchrist, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
The New York bomb attack, what actually happened? It seems to have been a failed terror attack from what we know.
Yes, from what we know so far, obviously this guy, the suspect, is being questioned, Akhyad Ullah, a Bangladeshi immigrant. We know that he had some kind of improvised device on him. It appears to have been strapped to him or being carried close to his body, and that it partially exploded. It was clearly not a particularly well-made bomb, and it didn't detonate as he had intended, thank goodness. He was targeting the world's busiest bus terminal. The Port Authority in Manhattan is one mega place. It's also got a subway station under it as well. And so you can imagine there was any kind of panic and people getting very angsty at the time. We know three people have been slightly injured, and the suspect himself was injured in the course of this, but not that badly. It's also one of those things that you can almost forget it, but this is the sixth incident, terrorist incident in New York in the last 7 years. It's only 2 months ago that an Uzbek immigrant drove a truck at pedestrians and killed eight people, and you almost forget that New York is being targeted in this way. There's also a slight chilling aftermath of this, apart from the fact that obviously this is another would-be terrorist who seems to have been thwarted. But the White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders has said that if Donald Trump's proposed immigration crackdown had gone on, the very controversial crackdown, she says this guy would never have been in America in the first place. You get the feeling why Donald Trump's very controversial moves are supported, though.
Yeah, always interesting. And then snow and ice. So there's all sorts of things with the weather in Europe. Lots of snow at the moment. We've had very heavy rain, sort of more rain than we normally get here in Gauteng. Something's going on with the weather.
Yes, definitely. Although I suppose these things happen. They keep us on our toes, don't they? But it is one of those things sometimes. I do slightly laugh at our newspapers and you think, yes, it's winter and it's gone wintry. Yes, step back in amazement. At the same time, there's winter and then there's winter. I mean, for instance, overnight in some parts of the UK, and I'm not talking about on top of mountains in Scotland, but in some, you know, populated parts of the UK. Last night it was minus 15, which is pretty chilly. But the snowfall across northern and western Europe has also hit all kinds of transport problems. Flights cancelled galore in the Netherlands and Belgium. In Germany, very heavy snow and a particularly high number of car crashes and traffic jams, and again cancellations at Frankfurt Airport. In France, for instance, 80,000 people are without power in the Loire Valley in the winemaking region. Snow on the gondolas of Venice, which is very pretty, but is also causing all sorts of transport problems again. So if you sort of brush across western slash northern Europe, you get the feeling, yeah, it's hit us all right, and we're not moving anywhere very quickly at the moment.
And a breakthrough in Huntington's disease.
Yeah, this is I suppose a relatively rare disease, 8,500 sufferers in the UK, but tens of thousands of sufferers worldwide. But it's a really nasty disease, neurodegenerative. And in fact, some patients have described it as like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's and motor neurone disease all rolled into one. It's particularly aggressive, devastating. But a team at University College London have developed an experimental drug injected into the fluid of the spine, which slowed, changed, stopped or even slightly reversed the effect of Huntington's in their 46 test patients. Now, relatively speaking, that's a small sample, but very positive news amongst the 46. And the hope is that this drug, which essentially, to cut a long story short, remessages a protein in the brain. So that protein, which has gone awry and is making killer cells in the brain, stops making killer cells and starts making healthy ones instead. That's what they want this new drug to do. And there are signs it is. It's, of course, an enormous step, though, obviously, for sufferers of Huntington's, it can't come soon enough, can it?
No, of course not. Adam Gilchrist, thank you.